As Pennsylvania voters head to the polls for tomorrow's primary election, some may be surprised to learn that their congressional district has changed. Keystone Crossroads' Lindsay Lazarski reports that members from both parties expect some confusion on Tuesday.
Days before the primary, about 25 North Philadelphia Democrats gathered for a meeting near the border of two recently reshaped congressional districts. On a table with campaign literature, flyers that said re-elect Congressman Dwight Evans were neatly tucked away and replaced with others that support Congressman Brendan Boyle. Shirley Gregory is a neighborhood leader for the local Democratic Party. The area she represents was moved into a different congressional district that includes voters from the opposite side of the city.
I just want everyone to know that there is mass confusion in this congressional race. And I think that to have the ward meetings is going to help clear up the problems.
Gregory's volunteers have been spreading the word to voters about the change to their district. Back in February, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overhauled the state's congressional map after finding the old version an unconstitutional partisan gerrymander. The court dramatically changed the geography of all 18 districts, renumbering most of them. Political analysts expect the changes to help Democrats in a year that some say the party could take control of the House of Representatives. That may be why it's Republicans who are being most vocal about how the court's decision could cause voter confusion.
You go to the polls, you thought you were represented by, you know, Congressman Rothfuss or Congressman Fitzpatrick, and then you find out you're not. I mean, that's troubling.
Val DiGiorgio is Pennsylvania's Republican Party chairman. Since the court released the new map, he says it's been a scramble to get ready for this year's primary and still calls foul on the Democratic majority court.
What we have here is a partisan attempt to change maps for the benefit of the Democrat Party. And that's plain and simple what it was by the Supreme Court.
State Senator Anthony Hardy Williams, another Philadelphia Democratic neighborhood leader, says the old map was clearly rigged by Republicans and needed to be thrown out. But he also expects a significant amount of confusion among voters at the polls.
The change of the lines is appropriate. The problem is that people just aren't used to it.
He's especially concerned because his area in West Philadelphia is now split between two congressional districts. And while the state and other local officials have done some outreach to inform voters, Williams says it's not enough. Wanda Murren is Director of Communications for the Pennsylvania Department of State, which is in charge of elections.
I've seen the concerns, certainly. We don't expect any voter confusion because of the new congressional districts.
Murren advises voters to go to the Votes PA website to find their new district and notes that the map change didn't affect polling places. Lindsay Lazarski, Keystone Crossroads.